He was wrong. Though she still sighed and wept over her friend's fate, Amber's mind was actively working on her problem. In a way, the absence of her friends, and certainly of the gnome, was helpful. Now she would not be distracted from the truth of her situation by cheerful playmates or a lovesick prince. "I want to go home," she said to herself. "I want to see my father and sleep in my own room. If I could only think of a way to get back." She sat quietly, trying to think of a way to escape. A large black butterfly was drawn to her still figure. As it settled on Amber's hand, the flutter of its wings gave Amber an idea. Finding the glass wand, she gently touched the insect and pictured a way out of her situation. Instantly, the butterfly changed into a giant, raven-like bird. Hopping on its back, the princess directed it to take her home. And, this being a magic bird, that is exactly what it did. Amber's return brought great joy to her father and friends, and the real Ruby, Pearl, and Jade laughed and wept in turn as Amber told them of their vegetable twins. As for the gnome, when he returned to find the princess gone, he decided that he'd had enough of human beings. "I will go back to my own home underground," he said, "and since gnomes can live hundreds of years, he may be there even now."